With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary legal protections that have granted more than 1 million people from Haiti and Venezuela the right to live and work in the U.S. The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired back in April or whose protections were about to expire next week can stay and work. It also keeps protections for about a half million Haitians. Meanwhile, in Georgia, immigration officials detained nearly 500 people in a raid at a Hyundai factory. Homeland Security Investigations Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank.
The investigation resulted in the arrest of 475 individuals and is focused on ensuring accountability for those who violate the law and uphold the rule of law.
No charges were immediately announced. In Texas this week, the families of some of the children who died at Texas's Camp Mystic during catastrophic flooding joined the governor, Greg Abbott, as he signed a series of new summer camp flood safety laws. As seen on KVUE-TV, Abbott thanked the victims' parents who lobbied for the changes.
They pleaded for swift action. They pleaded that their daughters did not die in vain. They pleaded for camp safety.
Employers added only 22,000 jobs in August. Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick says the employment situation remains lackluster.
This is a no-fire, no-hire job market, and it's one where recently consumers and, workers have been enunciating their falling confidence in the economy broadly, and the job market is part of that.
After weak job numbers a month ago, President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Yesterday, he blamed the Fed chairman. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports the number represents about a quarter of the state's 1,200 districts and charters. The schools will be using the Blue Bonnet curriculum, which includes religion-infused reading lessons, as well as phonics and math materials. This is SRN News. President Trump's nominee to join the Federal Reserve Board, Stephen Miron, said this week during Senate testimony that he would remain a White House employee even if the Senate confirms him to fill an unexpired term at the central bank.
I have received advice from counsel that what is required is an unpaid leave of absence from the Council of Economic Advisers, and so considering the term for which I'm being nominated is a little bit more than 4 months, that is what I will be taking.
The widening debate over vaccine mandates in the U.S. and recent moves to get rid of them for school children in Florida are pushing some states to take steps to protect vaccines for children and adults. Massachusetts said this week that insurance carriers will be required to cover vaccinations recommended by the state's health department. And Democratic governors in Washington, Oregon, and California have created an alliance to establish their own recommendations. More at SRNnews.com.